In her first visit for UNICEF, Katy Perry toured agency projects that promote education, nutrition, sanitation, and hygiene. Madagascar is one of the world's poorest countries, and her four-day trip began in a slum area in the capital, Antananarivo. The singer met with abused and abandoned children and young mothers at a child protection center where they're receiving legal support and counseling. She also stopped at a school that had been destroyed by a tropical cyclone. The school used to be made from sticks and thatched roofing, but UNICEF has replaced it with a solid building.
Most kids don't get the opportunity to be educated. Sometimes that's because of their families or having to help out or having to make a living at a very young age, or it's cultural, or there isn't a school that's provided for them. So I think it's an incredible, wonderful miracle of an opportunity to have a school here on top of this mountain.
Chronic malnutrition is also a serious problem in Madagascar, which has a population of over 20 million people. According to UNICEF, nearly 70% of the population is living in poverty. Katy Perry found out about UNICEF efforts to address malnutrition during a visit to a nutrition center in the village of Androronga, Vola. The center is run by a community health worker who identifies cases and works with mothers to improve their children's nutrition. Katy Perry learned that this includes focusing on the importance of exclusive breastfeeding during the first 6 months of a child's life.
Women bring their children mostly birth to five, and they check up on them, their weight, and measure their arms. And it shows if they're eating properly.
During one of her stops, a group of teenagers put on a cultural display for their special visitor. But Katy Perry could not resist joining in and ended up dancing a local version of the electric slide with her new friends. Deanne Penn, United Nations.